Uh-oh. Here he comes. He
doesn't even turn the mic on. He's already just making noise.
Veal.
We were worried. We thought this was...
Yeah. It's so all natural in here. We have... Is that a tangerine or
no,
orange?
It's an orange. It's a blood orange. Oh, it's one of those Caracara blood oranges.
A blood orange.
Yeah.
That's why he's the skinny one.
Would you like a cranberry and white chocolate cookie?
Oh, man.
It's the best
As
cookie
you can
you'll
tell
ever
how
eat.
Fat this room is. It's a pizza box with cookies in it.
Please.
Pizza
box. Comes out right swing right
yourself, man.
Right, never mind.
Playing the role of Rodney Harrison is Gerard Mayo.
We do have a blood orange in here. I take that back.
So how you doing?
Doing good.
Everybody's favorite Pro Bowl inside linebacker, Gerard Mayo.
I don't know. How you guys doing?
We're good. Doing good. We're doing good. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So what? How's the off season so far for you?
It's been good. You know, been enjoying this New England weather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a joke.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was sarcasm. Yeah.
We were actually talking on the way down. Why do you stay here? I mean, you're a Southern guy, and I know you're a hard worker and all that, but there's a part of you that must want to just get the hell out.
My wife's from here, and I love it out here anyway. So it's so nice, you know. Every time I see a cop flying by, it's for a ticket or something. No crime out this way.
All right.
Yeah,
right.
I stay on this side of town.
Right.
In all seriousness, though, this offseason, it's the second year of this. You know, the offseason program doesn't start until later, and so you're kind of on your own. Do you like this new schedule that you guys are on in the post-CBA?
Personally, I think it has its plus and its minuses. You know, your schedule is a lot more flexible now, but at the same time, you don't get that extra month of, you know, building camaraderie and getting the young guys in and working. And, you know, if you think about it, how much good can you get from an offseason in, 4 weeks? Because then you have OTAs and things like that. Yeah. So, you know, it's tough, but, you know, at the same time, I enjoy the free time.
So speaking of building camaraderie, are you mad that Tom didn't invite you out to California to work?
I'm so mad. I thought I was going to catch some passes from Tom Brady. I'm so upset. On his front yard.
Afterwards, you got to be careful.
Yeah, fall over the moat. Don't fall over the moat.
Right, I don't fall over the moat.
Afterwards, when they're done, they go into the castle for bologna sandwiches.
They pull the drawbridge.
What are you doing the bologna sandwiches?
Why do you keep bringing up bologna sandwiches?
Because I just remember when I was a kid, my mother we'd all come into the house and she'd give everybody bologna sandwiches.
I doubt Tom Brady has ever had bologna.
That's what I said. And I doubt Giselle has ever made a bologna sandwich.
Exactly.
So.
They don't know about popping that bubble in the middle of the bologna when you put it on the frying pan.
Yeah, that's right.
Or pulling the string off the end and sucking on the string.
I was the opposite. I would fry my bologna. I'd eat my hot dogs raw. I would do
really?
That. Oh, yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it does.
It's bad.
And that's probably why you're shaped like you're shaped. Yeah.
Shots have been fired.
Oh, they've been fired a long time ago.
So let me ask you a question, Gerard, because this was a topic that came out yesterday. Does anything really interesting happen in the halftime locker room that fans would want to see? Because they're talking about now putting cameras in the locker room at halftime and showing it to the fans in the stadium. I mean, you think that's worthwhile?
I don't think so. You know? I mean, you make a couple of adjustments here and there. A couple of tables get flipped over. If you like things like that, the drama unfolds.
Right, right. How many times does that actually happen, though? You've seen a table get flipped over.
Not often. Every once in a while, a kicker might flip over a table.
Yeah. Why's it got to go after the kickers, man?
That's right.
I love kickers. I love
kickers. Mastowski throws his cleat away because
it's really not that interesting, though.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Plus, on cold games, you get a little hot cocoa.
Right.
You get a little broth. I think you call it broth. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I call it oodles and noodles juices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Plus, what about when you want to, you know, poop or something? I mean,
they're not going to follow you in there.
You never know.
They might follow you in. You don't want to follow some of our guys in the toilet.
Right. No. God,
or they'll see you grabbing your – I remember Larry Izzo used to grab his wipes and his newspaper and put it under his hand and march towards the bathroom with his little wet wipes.
I mean, I know it's bad enough for you guys that we have to invade the locker room post-game and during the week. But
do you invade the toilets?
No.
No,
but I mean,
God,
like, just being
someone kills our toilets in the media. We don't know who it is.
Really?
What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, they don't flush it.
Oh,
terrible.
Who's going in?
It's probably you.
I don't know.
Well, look at him. He's got the wide stance.
He looks like a scout.
I look like a scout. No, but like, do you guys feel like it's an invasion of your privacy that?
We do.
Outsiders go in the locker room.
We do. You know, sometimes.
Okay. So your space.
It is my space.
This is my proposal.
Of course, you're never there.
You might like it. I have always argued.
Shots have been fired at me.
I have always argued that the locker room should be a sanctuary. That no one except the players, coaches should be allowed in there, and that instead.
But then you wouldn't have a job.
No.
We have an alternative.
There should be a room outside of the locker room that all the players are required to go into.
Like Super Bowl week.
That's where the interviews are held.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
But not in the locker room.
Not in the locker room.
But the difference is, you know, now in the locker room, you can kind of like, you know, go into the training room and hide.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to hide if you
have
that.
Do people hide?
Yes, you hide. What are you talking about?
Have you ever?
Yes. I'm 250 pounds.
No, you hide in the other rooms behind.
Where?
I'm sure whenever you're
lunch
not there.
I put on my Harry Potter cloak. I put my Harry Potter cloak on. Right, I'm actually sitting at my locker. Cloak. I have my invisibility cloak on. You can't see me.
I'm not talking about you. I'm sure.
I'm talking about you.
Yes, we're talking about you.
Friday afternoons.
Eat your blood orange. Eat your blood orange and banana. Now he has a banana, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sure whenever you're not there, Gerard, you have a very good reason. But I'm saying if we did go this way where no one's allowed in the locker room, players would have to go into this interview room as the compromise.
Like, I think that would be pretty cool.
Like the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
like the Super Bowl.
Like
week,
the Super Bowl is bananas.
Not media day, but like the rest of the days during the week, you have that morning breakfast or, you know, like around lunchtime where you have to sit at a table, you have your little placard. It'd be the same kind of thing here where you guys, it's 45 minutes, you have to
That's
be there.
Time.
Whether or not we talk to you, you have to be there.
I'm not even saying that. I'm saying that.
Yeah, he ruined your plan. He ruined your plan.
Turn
his mic off.
Wait a minute. No, this is a negotiation. This is how it works.
My
plan
is that you have to spend a minimum of 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, if no one's talked to you, you're free to leave. Fine. But you have to spend at least 10 minutes in that room.
Good idea.
You know, and no one goes.
I'm negotiating for 20.
Because I really do think that
20 minutes is a long time to talk.
20 minutes.
But you do this for a living.
Yeah.
You talk for a living.
I think 10 minutes is fine. I think, and if a player gets into it and he's got something going, he can stay longer.
Let's say somebody comes up to you first and is talking to you one on one. For a good 10 minutes.
Hey,
that
some of you guys
happens.
Are so rude, though. You're talking to somebody one-on-one, and then another guy just, all of a sudden you see a hand come over your shoulder.
Right.
It's like, whose microphone is that? And the other guy, you could tell this reporter's getting mad. He's like, excuse me, buddy.
That's right.
Excuse me, buddy. This is my guy.
That happens. No,
like, don't fight over me, fellas.
Well,
don't
your
fight
guy
over
is
me.
A guy who fights, Curran. If someone cuts in on him, he'll fight him later. Literally.
Yeah, right.
He's pretty.
I can't see Tommy Curran fighting anybody.
Have you seen the black eyes on the road and stuff?
I've seen him with the black eye.
Yeah,
Tommy's Curran's had a black eye.
Yeah, he doesn't get that from knocking into a microphone.
Yeah, no. He admits his record is terrible in his fights.
Is it?
Oh yeah. Well, because he gets a little, has a couple adult beverages, and all of a sudden he's in a fight.
His eyes are bigger than his
stomach.
I didn't even know Tommy Curran drank.
I'm
behind. You know what? I don't have Twitter. I'm behind the times. I don't have Twitter.
Yeah, why don't
he doesn't tweet about it though?
Oh, people don't tweet about drinking.
I don't think he does.
We should probably stay off what he's tweeted and not tweeted in the past because he's been in trouble.
I'm not a Twitter or a Facebook guy.
But your wife is, isn't she?
She is. She
She's
is
in
on
with
there.
Bianca,
really?
And
she
they're
is.
All in
and
that.
You know what? I just
you're not missing much, Gerard.
Yeah,
no wonder Bill likes you.
You know, if I get on Twitter, somebody told me Bill was on Twitter.
Well, he did a Q&A with Linda.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was once, and
I'm not sure he enjoyed it, but he did it.
I don't think that's going to happen again in a long time.
He probably enjoyed it.
We asked him about it at the owners' meeting.
Deep down,
no.
He's
here's
a
what
cool
happened.
Guy.
You know Bill very well, obviously. We asked him that question at the owners' meeting. Somebody brought it up and said, "You did a Q&A on Twitter recently. Is that something that made you open up to social media?" He gave this look like he was going to shoot the person that said that. It was like, there's no way that's ever happening again.
You just got to get to know him. Coach is a cool guy. It just hurts to smile. I don't know.
He's got a lot on his mind. So this time of year, Gerard, I mean, we're roster watching. Who's on? Who's in? Who's out? Do you care right now?
You're a roster watcher. Watch this
better
guy.
Than something else.
We'll leave that alone.
But
watch this guy in the locker room.
Are you at this time of year paying attention who's in, who's out, or are you like, you know what, when people show up, I'll find out who's on my team?
That's pretty much how I do it. You know, whoever's here is here, and whoever's not is not. You know, those guys upstairs make all the decisions, and I'm just here to do my job.
Are you still surprised, though? I mean, you see the new, Wes went to the Broncos. I mean, is there a little bit of you that's like,
You know what? I used to get surprised by a lot of things, but I don't think anything can surprise me now.
The business
until
just won't
I hear
you
my
down.
Own name. Please, please, I don't want to hear my own name. That'll surprise me. No.
Yeah.
How busy is it right now in the weight room, in the film room? I mean, you're here all the time. Who else is here? I mean, you don't have to give names if you don't want, but I mean,
are there a lot of other guys still here still working? You know, like I said, guys love it out here. It's, New England, besides the weather.
Beautiful, windy, cold,
good restaurants. You know, a lot of guys are here working out, though. A lot of young guys have come back, and you always make your biggest jump from year one to year two, so that's always good to be around.
We always mock that around here a little bit, just so you know. We call it the year two jump because you're right. Bill talks about how important it is. And do you buy into that? I mean, because you have guys, Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, Alfonso Dennard, Tavon Wilson. If they all make year two jumps, that's going to be a big boost to your defense. I mean, those are four guys who could be
core
players.
It is. You know, what kind of jumps are we talking about? If this was Madden, would it be from a 75 to an 85?
Well, how about J.J. Watt, who went from good player to defensive player of the year? I mean, if Chandler Jones does that, I'm guessing your job gets easier.
It is. It's huge. You know, and these guys work hard, and you might have a superstar on one of those guys. You never know.
And that would be exciting. And he's doing MMA, right? He's working out with his brother?
I have no idea. I'm trying to tell you.
You got to get on Twitter.
I don't have Twitter.
You know your teammates better.
He could just text them. They're teammates.
Are you antisocial?
Antisocial networking.
All your guys are
He's into
there?
Antisocial media.
I'm that guy. It's like everyone goes to iPhone. I'm like, no, I have a Samsung. Galaxy S3. Everyone's on Twitter. No, I will not go on Twitter. I'll be the last guy on Twitter.
You're
everyone,
like a 50-year-old
everyone's getting
man.
Off of Twitter, I'll be getting
You'll
on
be getting
Twitter.
On, yeah.
You're an old coot.
I am old.
You're an old man. Yeah, you are an old man. You have an old-looking persona.
Thanks. What do you talk about my beard? And my 90s straight back braids.
I see a little gray coming in over there.
Thanks a lot. Calls me an old man. I do have a couple grays. I have two kids, two babies, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah. How old are they?
2 and 1. Ooh. Same birthday, 1 year apart.
What?
Oh, that's very
For cool. real?
Yeah, July 20th.
You can do the joint party.
Wow.
Up until a certain age. I'm sure when they get older, they'll be like, I want to celebrate on the 19th.
When they get older, they won't want anything to do with you and they'll go off on their own with their friends.
You're right. That'll hurt. That'll hurt my heart.
It probably will.
Yep.
Everyone in here has the sad face now. Sorry, guys.
Well, I know how you can make us laugh. And, you know, last year when you did this interview.
That's right.
You finished up. We were talking about Propecia.
And we guessed who it was, by the way. We figured it out. Yeah, we did.
You guessed about it. It was a defensive starter.
We figured it out.
Who is it? It is. That is who it was. Mm-hmm.
Wait, he whispered. Who was it?
No, don't say it.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. But we knew who it was.
Don't get me in trouble.
No. We knew who it was.
Don't get me in trouble.
We figured it out.
Yeah, we were on that one. That's good, though.
So we need something else this year. We need something new.
Yeah, well, give us a nugget. Give us a nugget.
A nugget, man. I don't know.
Where's Spike? Speaking of social media, he's off Twitter. The guy was a Twitter legend, and now he's gone.
He's gone?
Gone. Hasn't tweeted in 3-4 months.
That's crazy.
I mean, no more pow. Yeah, you got no nuggets for us?
Man, I'm trying to think. I really don't.
Who's the worst smelling teammate?
You know what? We're not going to get on this.
Yeah,
not,
I know.
This is a bad thing.
This is a bad.
I forgot that this led to something.
So let's talk about
when you came in, you got right on us about, you know, the eating and all this stuff. And the guy that who used to do that to us was Rodney Harrison.
Right.
He would be like, you know, he'd go up to Paul and go, you're not working out? Look at you. You look a mess.
Right. And terrible.
Are you, you know, because people think, oh, Jerron Mayo, you know, he's a quiet leader. He leads by example. But are you more vocal with these guys? And are you getting them in the gym and telling them to work out like Rodney used to do?
You know what? I don't know. Sometimes it depends on what it is. I'm like a chameleon. Yeah. I can just change.
I bet you like guilt trips. If you're going to be there, I'll be at the gym.
If you don't want to get better.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You eat that burger, I'll be having
him,
this.
Yeah. I'll text him. At the gym. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I can see you doing that.
Sorry, it took me so long to respond. I was watching film for 3 hours.
I could see that.
That's what I do. I'm trying to think of any nuggets I have, guys. I feel so bad disappointing.
When Robert Kraft walks around upstairs, you always have to be ready with something because he'll come in and he'll pop into you.
What's
and say,
good?
Tell me something good. Right. So you always have to have something ready
so
for
tell him. Me something good right now.
I don't know.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Preseason schedule's coming out today.
Oh.
How about that?
Yeah,
we're good news. We're one step closer
that's
to figuring
the
out.
For the day.
Yeah. Figuring out where we're playing in a few months.
Yeah. Womp, womp,
do you like exactly. Just so you know, you don't create the same fear that Robert Kraft does, so he wasn't quite as ready.
Absolutely sure.
You could beat him up, but Robert Kraft could make it go away.
Just disappear.
Yes.
Right. Disappear.
As
men
a player, do you guys like those joint practices that we've been having lately? You know,
I like it. You know, it breaks up the monotony of camp.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get tired of, you know, going against Vollmer every day.
Right.
You know,
practices are more intense, aren't they?
They are more intense. You know.
Would you rather have a joint practice home or away? Is there any preference there?
You know what? I'd rather have a joint practice away because you get away from everything.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
you don't have
I
to
thought.
Stay after practice for an hour and, you know, play in the sun, get even more drink. Yeah. You know, your family comes out. It's cool. It's cool to have family around. But at the same time, it's like, oh, man, we just had a 2-hour practice. I want to go get an iced up right now.
Right.
You guys wouldn't know anything about iced ups.
Hey,
I don't,
I'm
but you know about blood oranges. I'm training for the marathon.
Are you very well?
Are you training for the marathon?
Yeah, he's cool. He's one.
Unfortunately, I sprained my ankle, so it's cutting my training. Yeah,
excuses.
Well,
call it what it is.
Andre Tippett, every time he walks by my queue, I can't believe you got hurt training for a marathon.
Yeah.
What an embarrassment. I was running in the dark, and I stepped on a rock.
A rock? A pebble?
No, it was
a pebble.
Rock.
It was
a pebble. Rock. So how'd you make it home? Size. How'd you make it home?
Called my wife. I called my two.
You called your wife?
I wouldn't have made it home. I literally called my wife to pick me up.
You should have seen, it didn't even look like a sprained ankle. It looked like somebody beat his ankle with a baseball bat.
I was black and blue.
Black
from
and
my
blue
calf
all over the place.
Toes, the whole thing.
It was swollen.
Jim looked at it.
From jogging. I've never heard an injury like
that. Jogging, actually.
Yeah. Soft J.
It's from juice. All right. Gerard, I was going to call you Rodney.
Yeah, he calls you Rodney Mayo.
Do I look anything like Rodney?
I had a roommate named Rodney Mayo.
Oh.
I did, so that's why.
All black guys are just calling him Rodney? I'll say it.
This is a little flavor to the room.
Fred, fire back.
I'm adding flavor to the room.
How do you know?
Oh, Rodney. Do you know any white Rodneys?
No.
If there's a white Rodney out there, please call in.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, good. The blood orange comes through.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming by.
Thanks for having me.
You just came from the weight room. What are you going to do now? You got another?
Wow,
you got
kind of personal.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I'm going to go use the bathroom.
You got film coming up? Do you have film or?
Are you done for the day? Probably. Right.
Well, today. What's today? Today's Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah. I'm going to go home. It's a nice day outside.
All right. Good.
Yeah. We'll do film. We have plenty of time for film.
Yeah.
What film would you watch now?
All the losses.
Really?
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
I like to go through those. And
your own film, too?
My own film, personal play.
You guys have ISOs?
Yeah, we do.
Really?
We do, yeah.
So do you ask for
cut-ups? They don't let you go in there and look at
them. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
See, no.
We don't get to talk to anybody. We don't get to.
What? They don't let you guys in there?
Hell no.
Oh, man.
They actually let me in there with you once. Several years ago in the offseason, we did a story. I don't know if you remember, but it was just you and me. You were watching film.
Did you have a blood orange?
I did not have a blood orange. See, if you would remember. You would have remembered that. No, we were breaking down a Saints game, actually.
I don't remember that.
No.
You want to break down? We'll break down something.
You want to?
This year, let's break it down.
That'd be great.
All right.
Bill,
love to do that.
You bring the blood orange.
I'll bring the blood orange. You bring the film.
I'll bring the film.
Okay.
All right. You have film on your iPad? Have you gone?
You know
you
what?
Even have an iPad? You probably don't have one, do you?
You don't,
Grandpa.
I do have iPads.
Grandpa over here.
Hey, on my Samsung,
he has a notepad.
Galaxy S3. I can watch film.
Right. He's got one of those Asus tablets. Right.
I can watch film on my phone.
He's got a leap pad that he shares with his
at
kids.
Home. I can watch film anywhere.
He gets the Etch-a-Sketch and he draws out the plays.
I never was that good with Etch-a-Sketch.
No, because it's
hard.
You look like you were good.
I'm an artist. Yeah, so I'm.
Are you?
I actually am.
No, actually, he's not.
You want to see? You want me? I'll show you right now.
He's very artistic.
I will show you right now.
But that's the guy on his iPhone.
No,
he's trying to
draw pictures on his iPhone.
No, he's just trying
to make the leap into.
Oh, he pulled up a door and explored it.
Stop.
He actually is very good.
Very talented.
Stop it.
Yeah.
A door coloring app.
You want to buy anything? Because he's got a lot for sale that he's still trying to unload.
Right. He's got to move some stuff.
That's my cousin.
That is nice.
That's a painting.
That is nice.
Yeah.
He's good. He's talented.
Show him the nudes.
That's another painting.
He drew a picture of a cat. It's
a painting.
Sorry, it's a painting.
It's different.
He's very sensitive.
He is sensitive.
I am sensitive.
He is very sensitive.
We are soft, sensitive, creative types. Sorry. We artists.
But, you know, you go to
nice Argyle sweater.
Yeah.
It is nice.
It's very,
you like that one, probably.
Oh, I do like that one. It's a nice one.
Thank you.
See, if you go to Eric's Twitter account, it's like all this artist, traveler, Epicurean,
yep, all
this
stuff.
And then
at the very bottom.
Then at the bottom,
right.
I work for the paper. Yeah.
Literally,
I'm multifaceted. Hey, you know about versatility. It's all about the
it
more
is.
You can do, right?
The more you can do.
That's right.
But none of it helps me. That's the problem.
I'm not trying to help you.
So how long does that take to do something like that?
Years.
Several hours of actual time. And calendar-wise, it takes weeks or a month just because I don't, I have this day job I have to come to every day.
Is this a job? Do you like it?
I do.
All right, cool.
I do. I like it better when you guys talk to us.
Which one do you like better?
When I'm not here.
If you had a painting hanging off the cliff,
yeah,
and this job hanging off the cliff,
I'd jump after the painting.
Ooh, wow. That hurts.
Sorry.
That hurts.
It's just.
See you later.
It's review time.
I'm doing
the craft. Come here.
Listen, I'm doing something. You guys need to do more. Answer questions honestly.
Ooh.
Wow.
That hurts so bad.
How about that?
The gloves are off.
How about that?
Says the blood orange.
I'm gonna throw some blood orange.
The gloves are off.
PR guy giving it the wrap up sign.
Hey, we're out of here now. We're out of here.
Next day with the answer.
Exactly.
All right, Gerard. Well, we'll let you get back to your day.
I'll let you get back to your cookie.
All right. But we appreciate you coming in anytime.
No,
you're great.
Yeah, you say that now, and then when Rodney...
No,
when,
it's true.
When the black new Rodney comes to the door, you'll act like you don't know me. I'll be at the door like, let me in, I want to say something. You'll be like, no, get out of here, Rodney.
We're going to be waiting for you at your locker for half an hour.
Half an hour? That's a good day.
Hey, next time, just put your hand over my chair. I have my cloak on.
I'm going to bring a blood orange. I'm going to throw it at your locker. If it hits something, then I'll know you're sitting there.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Gerard. Gerard Mayo, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.